I met with a founder today that was struggling with some fundraising strategy related issues associated with his seed round of funding. You see, he wanted to put together and execute a seed round of funding that would be sufficient to last all the way until he needed to raise a Series A. Seems like a reasonable goal, but he didn't know how much he would need to raise to accomplish that, and he didn't know if he would be able to raise that amount of money during the current seed stage using the traction that he currently had. So I basically walked him through a method that works backwards to answer some of those important questions. Now, part of the issue here is that the Series A investors have positioned themselves progressively later and later in the evolutionary stage of a startup. And so I actually find that for most tech startups of all types, but including software startups, that it's hard to raise enough money in one seed round of funding to get all the way to the sweet spot of those Series A investors. So here's how the methodology would work. Rather than guess what the Series A investors would want to see in terms of traction and other company attributes to get excited about an investment in your company, go meet with them. It's a relationship building meeting. You're not ready for them at this time, and you know that, and you tell them that. Ask them what you'd need to accomplish to be a highly interesting investment opportunity for them in the future. Most of their answers are going to relate to traction, but some of them will relate to general business maturity and build out of the team and things like that. Now that you know the answer, if you meet with a few of those venture funds and they have similar answers, now figure out what combination of both time and resources will be needed to accomplish those things that get the Series A investors excited. If you know the amount of time and resources that you would need to accomplish those things, now assign or determine an amount of funding during your seed stage that would be needed to gain the time and resources. Now, if the amount of money is, let's say, $1.5 million or larger, which it's probably likely, I find that most startups need multiple millions in order to reach the Series A sweet spot. So if it's more than about $1.5 million, then you're going to need a VC, probably a lead VC, to invest half or more of your target amount, your seed stage target amount. And then you'll probably use VCs and maybe some angels to fill in the rest. In other words, $1.5 million round of funding or larger is not likely to be made up of only angel investors. So if you fit in that category and you know you need a seed stage VC to be the lead investor and hopefully invest a nice chunk of that seed round, go out and meet with some seed stage venture funds. Not just any venture fund, but hopefully ones that invest in your industry or your type of product or, you know, your type of company, basically. And it's somewhat of a relationship building meeting with them, but what you're trying to figure out when you meet with them is if your current level of accomplishments is enough to get them interested in leading that round of funding that you envisioned. So these are test drive meetings. You're not asking them for investment. You'll do that later if you decide to go down this path. If you determine that you're not ready for those seed stage venture funds because you don't have enough traction to get them interested, or at your current level of traction, the valuation they will reward you with is so low that there's no way you would raise the target amount at that valuation because you might give up half or more of the company. If that's your case, then you need to split your seed stage into two rounds of funding. The first round of funding, we might call it a seed one or a small seed or an early seed. It probably would be of a size that's appropriate to raise from angel investors. That means it's probably $750,000 or less. I see a lot of these rounds in the $350,000 to $500,000 range. Just remember, you want it to be enough to accomplish the things that the seed stage VCs told you would get them excited. And if you successfully execute that, then the second seed round of funding that you might call your institutional seed round, that would be led most likely by those seed stage VCs. Again, the process is working backwards from the Series A, figure out the amount of money to get all the way there, figure out if seed stage investors are willing to invest that much money at a reasonable valuation. If not, then you need to split it into two rounds of funding, seed one, seed two. Maybe you call it your angel round versus your institutional seed round, but that would be a viable strategy. I hope that's been helpful.